Hello?
Hi, it's Bella. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. I see you just submitted a form.
Yes.
Do you want to be a caregiver for your mother, you said?
Yes.
Got it. Is your mother in home care services already?
No.
And you want to sign her up. Does she have Medicaid?
Yes.
She does. Got it. Then in which county is she?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yes.
What we'll need to do is we'll just need to get her Medicaid approved for home care. They'll need to come down to do an assessment. And once we get the approval, in the meantime, we're going to sign you up as the caregiver. So once the approval is done, you'll be able to get paid to work for her.
All right.
Do you have her basic information so I can assign a specialist to your case to assist you with that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, give me a minute. What's your mother's first and last name?
Chanel, C-H-A-N-E-L, McCain, M-C-C-A-I-N.
Can you repeat it?
Yes. Chanel, C-H-A-N-E-L, McCain, M-C-C-A-I-N.
Got it. Thank you. And her date of birth?
May
2nd, 1968.
1968? Yes.
Got it. Give me a minute. Let me see if I can pull it up. Are you sure she has Medicaid or Medicare?
It should be Medicare or Medicaid. Can you see it?
I don't think she should have Medicaid. Let me repeat it back for you. Her date of birth is 5/2/1968.
Yes.
And her first name is C-H-A-N-E-O?
Yes.
Last name M-C-C-A-I-N?
Yes.
Is that her legal name?
Yes. Let me just get her medical card and see.
So she most probably does not have Medicaid because she has Medicare. Medicaid is an income-based program. Does she have any assets, like she owns a home or something like that?
Oh, no. So, yes, she might not have Medicare. Medicaid.
We can assist her if it's fine. What's her monthly income?
I believe it is 800. She's on Social Security.
800. And she doesn't own a home or have any other assets, right?
No.
Okay, so we just need to get her eligible for Medicaid. She sounds eligible. We'll just need to get her eligible for Medicaid and then get her on the home care program. And it will take a bit longer, but I'll have a specialist assist you with it, so she'll do it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Let me take down, what's her address?
1648 South Lindenwood, Lindenwood Street, Philadelphia,
okay.
PA.
And what's the zip code?
19143.
Got it. Thank you. Is there any minors in the house, like any kids?
No minors.
No. Give me a minute. What's your first and last name?
Oshanna, O-S-H-A-N-N-A, Golson, G-O-L-S-O-N.
Got it. And the phone number I called you, is that your best contact number?
Yes, it is.
Should I put it in for your mother's phone number as well, or she has a different number?
You could put it in for her as well.
Is there any other number that I could put in as a secondary number?
Yes.
That
you can reach her on, yes. You ready for it?
Yes.
267-882-8203.
Got it. And you're the daughter, you said, right?
Yes.
You said the monthly income is around 800, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 2 minutes. Let me see if I can get a specialist available for you right now.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Can you hold on the line?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, so I got actually Naftali available for you. He's going to assist you further, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, hi. My name is Naftali with Family First Care.
Hi, yes.
Hi, so, you signing up for your mother?
Yes.
Okay, great. So she asked you about the income already.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest it's $800, and it's, is it anything else that's, she's getting Social Security income as well?
Yeah, that's what I was telling her. She gets Social Security. That's the only thing she receives.
Okay, perfect. And another question. Does the patient have any bank accounts?
No bank accounts.
No bank accounts. Is she getting the Social Security by check?
Yes.
Okay. So let me explain you what the process is, and we'll start from the first two steps after we finish the call. So the process is like this. Your mother will undergo two assessments. The first assessment will be with the broker, the Pennsylvania independent broker. They will come down to your mother's house and assess her financial eligibility. So I'll give you the number of the broker, and you will call in the schedule. And also, I will transfer you by the end of the call to the broker so you can schedule the appointment. You want to write down the number?
Yes, 1 second. All right, I'm ready for it.
Okay, the number is 877.
Mm-hmm.
550.
Mm-hmm.
4227.
4227?
Yep.
All right, I got it.
Okay, so this is going to be the first assessment. It's going to be an in-home visit. And within a few days after the first assessment, the aging agency will call you to schedule the second one. The second assessment is more like a functional assessment. They see whatever the needs are, and they look if she is clinically eligible to get home care. In the meantime, while we work on the two assessments, we would want to have two things done. The first thing is a PCP form signed from a doctor that the patient needs services. So we have our telehealth doctor that we use for our clients. And if you want, we can go ahead and schedule that one for you. You want to call in and schedule the appointment with the telehealth doctor?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just create a referral real quick. And wait a second. Over here, copy the patient's name. And does the patient is not on Medicaid yet, right?
No.
Does the patient have any other? Does the patient have any other insurance like Medicare or something else that we can
yes,
use for
Medicare.
The telehealth doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 second. The date of birth here. And this is the best number to contact you, 5556, this is the best way to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. Opening the referral sheet right now. Are you able to gather the Medicare ID?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Let me know when you are.
All right, 1 second. All right, it is All capitals, YXM 507-61971.
Okay, so I got here YXM as mom. I have here 807-61971. Is that correct?
No, 507.
Okay. 507-61971.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm putting in that this is Medicare. Save the referral, confirm. Okay, now let's go ahead and call off the telehealth doctor so we can schedule a date for the moment.
Medical. If you know the extension of
six, 1, 0 is unavailable. To dial another extension, press 1.
Thank you for calling New York Best Medical. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, you can enter it at any time. For our intake or telehealth department, press 1. For our Brooklyn locations, press 2. For our Bronx locations, press 3. For our Manhattan locations, press 4. For our Queens location.
One, 1, 0 is unavailable. To dial another extension.
Thank you for calling New York Best Medical. If you know the
three, 1, 0 is unavailable. To dial another.
Let me try this one again.
Thank you for
time.
Calling New York Best Medical. If you'll.
Six, 1, 0 is unavailable. To dial another extension, press 1. To leave a voicemail, press 2, or simply stay on the line.
Okay, so I see that they're not available to schedule right now, so what I'll do is I'll email them that you want to schedule an appointment for the PCP form, and they will call you. So if you can go ahead and save the in your contacts the number of this this doctor,
okay.
It would be a help so you know who calls you.
Mm-hmm.
So their number is 718.
718, mm-hmm.
972.
Mm-hmm.
3693.
Okay.
So they're called New York Best Medical. They will call you for the PCP form. So now to go back to the process, the two assessments, and in the meantime, we will work on the PCP form, which we will schedule with them, with the teledoctor, and also in the meantime, the county would want to see any financial proof. So as you said that the patient's only getting Social Security by check, the county would want to see an award letter stating how much she gets every month. Usually, you can probably your mother has such a document received by mail. If not, you can request from them to mail you out such a form. It's called a Social Security Income Award Letter. So this is something that will be good for financial proof. Once we have everything done, this all these four steps, the two assessments, the PCP form, and the financials, the case will go over to the county's office. They will review it. Might take a week or two. They will see if you're approved. If you're approved, they will notify you. If not, they'll also notify you what's missing or if you're not approved at all. Once this is you're approved for the waiver, the insurance will assign you a service coordinator, and this person will come down to your mother to assess how many hours she needs. We'll get you. You will be the caregiver.
Yes.
And we will get you onboarded then to be the caregiver, and your mother will start care once she's approved for the hours. So it all depends on, you know, how on top we are on it. I had, for example, last week a case that after 35 days got approved through the waiver, but some cases take longer. It all depends, you know, if we can reach you and if we're getting everything done on time. So you can go ahead and save my number. My name is Naftali. I'll give you my direct number.
Okay.
My number is 267
551
7445.
7445. Okay. Thank you.
And my name is Naftali. And now I'll go ahead and transfer you to the broker so you can schedule the first assessment. Tell them you want to apply for home care. Home care services, and you'll be able to schedule with them an in-home visit for your mother.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
For calling the Pennsylvania. Continue in English. Press 1 para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, press 2. If you would like to schedule an intake visit, press 3. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Woman Broker. My name is Bernadette. Are you calling for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
I'm calling for the first time.
And are you calling for yourself or somebody else?
For somebody else. Well, I'm actually in the process of trying to caregive for my mother, and the guy just transferred me over to you guys so that I can schedule an in-home, you know, meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for my mother,
okay.
Not the patient.
Okay, and her name?
Chanel McCain, Chanel McCain, McCain.
And date of birth?
May 2nd, 1968.
And your name?
Oshanna Galson, O-S-H-A-N-N-A. Galson, G-O-L-S-O-N.
I'm sorry, you said O-S-H-A-N-N-A, last name starts with a G. What's the rest of it?
G-O-L-S-O-N.
And what's your relation to the applicant?
I'm her daughter.
Okay. I don't see you as an authorized representative on the account.
What do you mean by that?
That means I wouldn't be able to give you any information. I don't have you on the account.
Do I need to call the guy back and talk to him about that? What account are you looking at specifically? I'm not sure.
I would need your mom to call in.
Are you referring to her payee? Yes. Are you referring to her payee?
No, I would have to have her call in.
Oh, okay. I wish the guy would have told me that. I would have did that in the beginning.
Yeah, I'm not sure who you spoke with.
Nicole, I have his phone number, but okay, that's fine. If you need her to call in, I'll be sure to do that then. What time do you guys close? Are you...
We're here until 6 o'clock.
Okay, I'll have her give a call back.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Roman Broker. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Stay safe and warm.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.